Age-related macular degeneration. Section 1. What is AMD? AMD, or age-related macular degeneration, is a common eye condition and a leading cause of vision loss among people age 60 and older. It causes damage to the macula, which is a small spot in the back of the eye needed for sharp central vision. The macula lets us see objects that are straight ahead. As AMD gets worse, a blurred area near the center of vision is common. Over time, the blurred area may grow larger, or you may develop blank spots in your central vision. You may not see an object at first, but then have it seem to appear and disappear when you look at it. Objects also may not appear to be as bright as they used to be. In some people, AMD advances so slowly that vision loss does not occur for a long time. In others, the disease progresses faster and may lead to a loss of vision in one or both eyes. AMD by itself does not lead to complete blindness with no ability to see. However, the loss of central vision in AMD can make simple everyday activities harder to do. These activities include seeing faces, driving, reading, writing, or doing close work such as cooking or fixing things around the house. Who is at risk? Age is a major risk factor for AMD. The disease is most likely to occur after age 60, but it can occur earlier. Other risk factors for AMD include smoking. Research shows that smoking doubles the risk of AMD. Race. AMD is more common among Caucasians than among African Americans or Hispanics, Latinos. And family history and genetics. People with a family history of AMD are at higher risk. There are currently no genetic tests that can diagnose AMD or predict with certainty who will develop it. Does lifestyle make a difference? Yes, you might be able to reduce your risk of AMD or slow its progression by making these healthy choices. Avoid smoking, exercise regularly, maintain normal blood pressure and cholesterol levels, and eat a healthy diet with lots of green leafy vegetables and fish. Section 2. How is AMD detected? The early and intermediate stages of AMD usually start without symptoms. Only an eye exam by your eye doctor can detect AMD. The eye exam may include the following: visual acuity test. This eye chart helps measure how well you see at distances. Dilated eye exam. Your eye doctor places drops in your eyes to widen or dilate your pupils. This provides a better view of the back of your eye. Amsler grid. Your eye care professional also may ask you to look at an Amsler grid. Changes in your central vision may cause the lines in the grid to disappear or appear wavy, a sign of AMD. Fluorescein angiogram. In this test, a dye is injected in your arm. Pictures are taken as the dye passes through the blood vessels in your eye. This makes it possible to see leaking blood vessels, which occur in a severe type of AMD. And optical coherence tomography, or OCT. You have probably heard of ultrasound, which uses sound waves to capture images of living tissues. OCT is similar, except that it uses light waves. The light beam is painless. During the exam, your eye doctor will look for drusen, which are yellow deposits beneath the retina. Most people develop some very small drusen as a normal part of aging. The presence of medium to large drusen may indicate that you have AMD. Another sign of AMD is the appearance of changes under the retina. Your eye doctor may see dark areas on the retina as cells in the macula break down. As AMD progresses, your eye doctor will see areas that are lighter in color. Questions to ask your eye doctor. What is my diagnosis, and how do you spell the name of the condition? Can my AMD be treated? How will this condition affect my vision now and in the future? What symptoms should I watch for, and how should I notify you if they occur? Should I make lifestyle changes? If you do not understand your doctor's responses, ask questions until you do understand. Section 3. What are the stages of AMD? There are 3 stages of AMD. It is possible to have AMD in one eye only, or to have one eye with a later stage of AMD than the other. Early AMD. Early AMD is diagnosed by the presence of medium-sized drusen, or yellow spots, which are about the width of an average human hair. People with early AMD typically do not have vision loss. Intermediate AMD. People with intermediate AMD typically have large drusen, color changes in the retina, or both. Again, these changes can only be detected during an eye exam. Intermediate AMD may cause some vision loss, but most people will not experience any symptoms. Late AMD. In addition to drusen, people with late AMD have vision loss from damage to the macula. There are 2 types of late AMD. First, dry AMD. There is a gradual breakdown of the light-sensitive cells in the macula that convey vision information to the brain and of the supporting tissue beneath the macula. These changes cause vision loss. Secondly, wet AMD. Abnormal blood vessels grow underneath the retina. These vessels can leak fluid and blood, which may lead to swelling and damage of the macula. The damage may be fast and severe. It is possible to have both dry AMD changes and wet AMD changes in the same eye, and either condition can appear first. Wet AMD is also called neovascular AMD. Neovascular literally means new vessels. AMD has few symptoms in the early stages, so it is important to have your eyes checked regularly. If you are at risk for AMD because of age, family history, lifestyle, or some combination of these factors, you should not wait to experience changes in vision before getting checked for AMD. Not everyone with early AMD will develop late AMD. For people who have early AMD in one eye and no signs of AMD in the other eye, about 5% will develop advanced AMD after 10 years. For people who have early AMD in both eyes, about 14% will develop late AMD in at least one eye after 10 years. If your doctor finds the AMD early, there are steps you can take to further reduce your risk of vision loss. If you have late AMD in only one eye, you may not notice any changes in your overall vision. With the other eye seeing clearly, you may still be able to drive, read, and see fine details. However, having late AMD in one eye means you are at a higher risk for late AMD in your other eye. If you notice distortion or blurred vision, even if it doesn't have much effect on your daily life, consult an eye doctor. Section 4. How is AMD treated? Treatment for AMD is different based on how much damage the disease has caused to the eye. early AMD. Currently, no treatment exists for early AMD, which in many people shows no symptoms or loss of vision. Get a comprehensive dilated eye exam at least once a year. The exam will help determine if your condition is advancing. As for prevention, AMD occurs less often in people who exercise, avoid smoking, and eat nutritious foods, including green leafy vegetables and fish. If you already have AMD, adopting some of these habits may help you keep your vision longer. For intermediate and late dry AMD, researchers at the National Eye Institute found that daily intake of certain high-dosage vitamins and minerals can slow progress of the disease in people who have intermediate AMD and those who have late AMD in one eye. The two studies were called the Age-Related Eye Disease Studies, AREDS and AREDS 2. A number of manufacturers offer nutritional supplements that were formulated based on these studies. The label may refer to AREDS or AREDS 2. If you have intermediate or late dry AMD, you might benefit from taking such supplements. Ask your doctor or eye doctor about which supplement, if any, is right for you. Even if you take a daily multivitamin, you should consider taking an AREDS supplement if you are at risk for late AMD. The combination of vitamins and minerals tested in the AREDS trial have much higher doses than what is found in multivitamins. Tell your doctor about any multivitamins you are taking when you are discussing possible AREDS formulations. Remember that the AREDS vitamins are not a cure. They do not help people with early AMD and will not restore vision already lost from AMD. However, they may delay the onset of late AMD. They also may help slow vision loss in people who already have late AMD. For advanced neovascular AMD, wet or neovascular AMD usually causes severe vision loss. Eye doctors can try different therapies to stop further vision loss. Therapies described below are not a cure. The condition may progress even with treatment. Injections. One option to slow the progress of AMD is to inject drugs into the eye. The drugs are called anti-VEGF drugs. VEGF stands for vascular endothelial growth factor. These drugs stop extra blood vessels from growing in the back of your eye. If you get this treatment, you may need monthly injections for several months. Before each injection, your eye will be numbed and cleaned to prevent infections. A few different drugs are available. They vary in cost and in how often they need to be injected. Photodynamic therapy. This technique involves laser treatment of certain areas of the retina. First, a drug is injected into a vein in your arm. The drug is absorbed by new growing blood vessels in your eye. Your eye doctor then shines a laser beam into your eye to make the drug start working. The drug closes off new blood vessels, slows their growth, and slows vision loss. This procedure is less common than anti-VEGF shots and is often used in combination with them for specific types of wet AMD. Laser surgery. This treatment is less common than other treatments. This treatment may be used when blood vessel growth is only in a small area in your eye, away from the center of the macula. Laser treatment may destroy some healthy eye tissue. This often causes a small blind spot where the laser has scarred the retina. In some cases, Vision immediately after the surgery may be worse than it was before, but the surgery may also help prevent more severe vision loss from occurring years later. Questions to ask your eye doctor about treatment. What is the treatment for wet AMD? When will treatment start, and how long will it last? What are the benefits of this treatment, and how successful is it? What are the risks and side effects associated with this treatment, and how has this information been gathered? Should I avoid certain foods, drugs, or activities while I am undergoing treatment? Are other treatments available? And when should I follow up after treatment? This information was provided in part through the National Eye Institute in Bethesda, Maryland. Information in this recording was provided by the Low Vision Rehab Program.